room.
He's not even here.
He's not even here.
2 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 14. Of these things, put them in remembrance. Well, we got to go and see what things again. It is verse 11. It is a faithful saying, for if we be dead with him, we shall live with him. If we suffer, we shall reign with him, also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. Now, of these things, put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting of the hearers. And we were studying subverting. And it's katastrophe in the Greek, and it's a word that's been transliterated into English, catastrophe. Let's go to 2 Corinthians 10. Let's go to 2 Peter first. 2 Peter 2.
Where is that?
Right after 1 Peter.
Yeah.
2 Peter 2?
Yep. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and to bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness, And the meaning here, through covetousness, is by the vehicle of preaching covetousness or sanctifying covetousness. Shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness, to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an example unto those that should afterward, that should live, unto those that after should live ungodly. Now the word overthrow in verse 6 is the word katastrophe. So they use this word that was subverting the hearers in 2 Timothy. The example of that is Sodom and Gomorrah. And that's pretty kind of big. And so what it says, strive not about words to no profit, but to the subverting, to the catastrophe of the hearers. Now let's go to 2 Corinthians, chapter 10. Verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. And the word pulling down there is the word catastrophe or catastrophe. So we have within us the power to pull down the strongholds within us that are keeping us from the mystery of God and causing us to forget the mystery when we walk out the door. Amen? What, Gary?
Okay, you just said we have the power
and authority.
And authority through God to pull down or cause strongholds to be
destroyed. Catastrophe.
And that's
the same thing that happened to Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, and that's related to remembering. Is that what you said? There's some remembering mentioned in here.
Well, I mean, it's a matter of I can only forgive me for talking about this, but in that conversion, my own conversion experience, it was a catastrophe to everything that I thought and held dear, everything I wanted, everything that I could conceive of that was right. My conversion experience caused a catastrophe in my inner being. It dissolved all value systems. And numerous times after that, I tried to rebuild them. And by the grace of God, a catastrophe in my own being happened. So that each time, then, this word catastrophe must be related to emptying. Once you start to build up something that has been, that you have destroyed, then a catastrophe happens by the grace of God if you have yielded yourself to Him. Amen? Okay, let's go to verse 8. Second Corinthians. In verse 8, chapter 10 again. For though I should boast somewhat more of our authority, which the Lord hath given us for edification, and not for your destruction, your catastrophe, that I should not be ashamed. Now, the catastrophe to God is any kind of how-to, any kind of principle of life, any kind of cause and effect. From God's perspective, that is a catastrophe.
Each one of those you mentioned, the function is you have to initiate activity, physical expression. It goes from God and His life to you in your life.
And what's the causes that?
What's that?
What causes that?
The resurrecting of self.
No. But what causes the moving back? Only one thing, the fear of God.
Oh, moving back to Him, yeah. Or the catastrophe.
Well, no, the fear of God causes the catastrophe.
Okay.
To all of the value systems that you've rebuilt. All the political ideas or anything.
Yeah.
And that's a blessing. All right, now go to chapter 13.
Just something I keep thinking about. It's like the Holy Spirit is talking about like the wind. And it can be a beautiful wind or it can be a tornado. The tornado is a catastrophe.
And that's what has to happen within each vessel. Yeah. It's never simple. It always causes violence internally. Everybody understand that? Sometimes I might be the instrument of the violence, Helen.
Yeah, you need to check on that.
We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 13. We're looking at another word, how it's used as a catastrophe. In verse 5, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know you not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobate. But I trust that you shall know that we are not reprobates. Now I pray to God that you do no evil. Not that we should appear approved, but that you should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates. For we can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. For we are glad when we are weak, and you are strong, and this also we wish, even your perfection. You're being fully tested is what that means. Therefore, I write these things, being absent, lest being present I should use sharpness, according to the power which the Lord hath given me, to edification and not to destruction, not to catastrophe. And again, remember, when they're talking about catastrophe, in this case and the one before that, it's the catastrophe from the spiritual standpoint. You got to remember that the only thing God sees as good is that which leads to what his plan is, i.e. the marriage supper of the Lamb. And everything about the human nature toward that end causes catastrophe to the human nature. You got it?
That's good.
It has to be.
Yeah, that's right.
And so that's why the scriptures are full of people that, you know, of condemning those people that call good evil and evil good. That's why you can call no man good. Well, he's such a good person. No, he's not. All right. Back to 2 Timothy. To the subverting of the hearers. And the hearers is just the common word that is used for the faculty of hearing. Excuse me. Now it gets interesting. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, this is interesting because it doesn't have anything to do with study. The word study, spoudazo, which means make haste, to show. Study to show thyself. Show is peristemi. That's this, be totally yielded. Rush with everything in you to be totally yielded. That's what that study to show means.
It doesn't mean...
No, it has nothing to do with study. It has nothing to do with study. It's make haste to present yourself the living sacrifice.
Well, because I couldn't do this particular verse here, I thought I was going to go to hell.
Well, you may be going to hell, but you're not because of that verse.
All right, yay.
No, I mean, everybody, I mean, I'm an idiot. I had to go and find, I had to get the subtlety of each word to see if there were any loopholes, anything that would allow me to live. And there isn't. So it's study, make haste, give diligence to yield yourself a living sacrifice. Now, approved is an interesting, and again, we'll look at the scriptures, but I want to get to this approved. Approved is the word dokimos. And it's used... It's used in the context that if you were, it's always used about metal, especially metal coins. And so when the honest coiner, what do you call them, make coins, then it had to be pure silver or pure gold, and in order for that to happen, it had to go through this all of these different massive changes. Then what happened in the ancient cultures is the money changers would scrape off little bits of gold and silver from each coin and then recast them so that when they exchanged a drachma for a whatever it was, then the ones they gave were less value than what it appeared to be. In addition to that, they charged huge amounts of interest. And it all had to do with assaying silver or gold. So approved here, the word dokimos, or dokimos, was then used for a money changer that was found to be honest by that particular order of priesthood, whose job it was to check them out, to weigh each coin, to see if it were right. Then that money changer that was honest was called a dokimos. Now it's then we rush with haste to present ourselves of a living sacrifice, so that the only consciousness that we have internally and externally is the Father. And that's what approved means. You have to go through the fires. Remember, I've used many times, because I used to pan gold and stuff, but you'd find a quartz hunk, a piece of quartz, and in it you could see the vein of gold. And then you'd smash the crap out of it so that you could get the gold out. And then it had to be heated over and over again to get rid of all of the impurities. And then it was, then you melted it and then you presented it to the whoever, and you got your money. So this thing about studying isn't about studying. Study to show yourself approved. With all eagerness and integrity, present yourself this living sacrifice, being in a constant position of revenging your own disobedience when you start having opinions about crap. Well, wait till we get to rightly divide. Everybody understand what study to show so far? Approved. That's just... All right, now let's look at show a couple times. All right, let's look at study. Go to Galatians 2. General Electric Power Company. Chapter 2. Verse 10. This is interesting, because in a number of these instances about what this means, how it's proven, it has to do with the poor. So he's going through this argument that he had. In verse 9, he said, "And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen," or the Gentiles, "and that they unto the circumcision. Only they would that we should remember the poor, the same which I also was forward to do." Now, forward there is the same word as study that we got in 2 Timothy. It's spoudazo. And it means he eagerly took that on him, that his ministry was primarily to the poor. So he was forward. He spoudazo. That's how we get study. Okay. Now go to Ephesians 4.
Yeah, the idea when you study, look at it in a traditional sense. You commit to and pour yourself into.
It's an intellectual exercise.
The thing, whatever it is you're studying, and so.
But study, I think they used the wrong. It meant something different back then.
Yeah.
But now the word study is like.
Always has to do with books.
Books and reading and. But it's eagerly presenting yourself as the sacrifice, so that, because it all has to do with that. Remember, if you be dead with him. And so anything that brings you back to life, you're not eagerly presenting yourself.
Yeah, because a sense this is you study to get more information so you can prove your points, is how flesh might take
it. Yeah, and that's just not the meaning.
Yeah, so that clears that up for me.
Okay, in chapter 4 of Ephesians, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you were called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Endeavoring is spoudazo. Eagerly, with all diligence, to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Everybody got it? Everybody understand a little bit better what study means? One more. Go to 1 Thessalonians. Verse 17, chapter 2. But we, brethren, being taken from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored the more abundantly to see your faith with great desire. Endeavored is spoudazo. What that it means, eagerly, make haste to see them. Okay? So you got, all I want to know is everybody understand what this word study means. Okay?
Spoudazo. Huh?
Spoudazo. Spoudazo.
Today I shall spoudazo.
Because, I mean, stop and think. How many people sit and study?
How many people spoudazo?
What?
How many people actually spoudazo?
Not many. After today.
Oh. All right. Show. Show thyself approved. Show is peristemi. It means to yield without condition. Now, don't pay any attention to the clock because we didn't start until... We have 8 more minutes.
You're getting that look, Alden.
What?
You're getting that look.
I know. I always get that look. Romans 6. This is a really important verse, and that's why we're going to spend some time on it.
And in 2 Timothy, you read...
What?
Did you read out of 2 Timothy just now?
No, 1 Thessalonians 2:17. Okay. Now we're going to Romans 6. Mistake. So we're going to have to leave off Romans 6 because I think I wrote down the wrong verse. Go to Romans 12. Remember, this had no chapters and no verses. This was a letter. So we kind of have to go back up to Romans 11 verse 33. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. When that penetrates you and you start trying to figure out what his ways are, then you've got to abandon yourself again. Because his way, he has a will and a way that we cannot see and we cannot know. We must always present ourselves as that living sacrifice. with no every molecule of our being must continue in the eternal now. Now is the only accepted time. Amen? Okay, so that's the predicate for it. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? Every time that you start thinking about how you should do something and what you should do about this or that, then you try to be the counselor of the Lord. We are called only to be faithful what's in our hand. We are never judged by what we don't have. Now, this is a biggie. Because the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. So anything Well, let's go on. Who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again. For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen. I beseech you, therefore, because of what was just said, I beg of you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Present is peristemi, what's translated show before. You present yourself always and ever, without condition, a living sacrifice, having no aces in the hole. Everybody understand that? Excuse me. I hope I'm... Am I sitting too close to Joyce Santa? From now on, I'm going to blame everything in the universe. What?
Somebody's over there sneezing. It's not Joyce Santa.
Oh, it's the evil one. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. Holy. The act of presenting without condition makes you holy because who you contain is holy. That's the only thing that's acceptable unto God. And it's the highest thing that you can do in time and space. That's what reasonable says. Reasonable service. And the word service is the word of the high, used of the high priest or any of the priesthood, of their service in the temple. You present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable, which is the highest service that you can be. You're at the top of the pyramid. You're the reason time and space exists. Then all things exist for your sake. You own all things. How can you want? How can you possibly want anything to be different? What? Something. You. What's going on?
I don't want anything to be different.
Good. Be not conformed to this world. The spirit of any age. No value system. No political system. No financial system. Be not conformed to this world, but be transfigured by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God, which is Jesus Christ in you, the only hope of glory. All right, now let's go to 2 Corinthians 4. Let's start at 7. We'll quit then. But we, having this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us, We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you. We, having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak, knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. And that word present is the same word as show. And so it's not we present ourselves a living sacrifice, so he may present us as the bride of Christ. Amen? So just a quick summary. Study, back to 2 Timothy 2:15. Study, and again, eagerly present and show. Study to present thyself approved unto God. Now for some, this should be a great relief, as Lorani said, because we've always been, you know, some people can't study. That doesn't make them any different. But everybody can eagerly present themselves a living sacrifice. And revenge that disobedience when it, soon as the minute it comes up. Don't be like Harry. Oh, I've been dealing with this for the last 3 months.
Can we deal with it about 3 weeks?
No. Not even 3 seconds.
Just trying to get some clarification.
Anybody have any other response? Helen? Understand perfectly.
I see that all day long. I have to catch him and stuff going on.
Mr. Bojo. All right, what?
I was just laughing about the word eagerly. You know, it's like a sheep is led to the slaughter with no hesitation. That's what it does.
Oh, yes.
They don't resist. They do.
No, only the black sheep do that.
Watch it.
Oh, I can't even believe I said that.
Yeah, but you did.
Hey, you're going to hold it against me.
You need to take it back.
Okay, here's the way we take it back. There's neither black or white, bond or free, male or female, young or old, Greek or Jew, American, or there's none of those. All right? Take a big guy. Oh.